In Northwest News on KPLU, hundreds of high school juniors in at least four Seattle schools say they won't take a state-mandated exam this spring. As KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us, the number of students refusing to test is unprecedented.
11th graders in Washington State are supposed to take the Smarter Balanced Assessments. They're the state's new official standardized tests. But this year's juniors don't need to pass them to graduate. So more than half of the junior classes at Ingram and Roosevelt High Schools are refusing to take the tests. Same's true at Nathan Hale, where staff was forced to call off a formal Smarter Balanced boycott. And at Garfield High School, more than 200 juniors have opted out. That's fine with Garfield English teacher Heather Robison, who says she objects to the test on professional and moral grounds.
For all of my students, these tests are a waste of time in which they are forced to be passive test takers rather than active knowledge creators.
National field tests show perhaps two-thirds of students are likely to score below proficiency on the Smarter Balanced Assessments, a prime reason opponents say students should refuse to take them. But State Superintendent Randy Dorn issued a statement saying if students don't test, it's more difficult to identify what skills they lack and how best to help them. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.